Hello. For today, the podcast will approach 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just 6. Don't have time for more. 6 books I'm reading. And I believe you should read too. Good authors, exquisite, brilliant minds, remarkable writers, remarkable books to read, to relax. Well, I put some great music. You know, all the other radio stations, they put pre-chosen playlist. That's just anti-radio. I believe so. Here, you can listen to really good music and suggestions for today are books, but usually it's all good conversation from me to you. I got listeners from all countries you can imagine, from all around the world. People are listening to my podcast and I appreciate it. So stick around for really good music and good books. As you know already, my name is Silvia De Santos, and I'll keep you company. So tune in, for this is the coolest podcast radio you'll ever listen. Thank you.
I just about to kiss. They're sitting down by a river and swim.
The giver of the stars. Fall in love with the enchanting Sunday Times bestseller from the author of Me Before You, Jojo Moyes. In this spellbinding story of love, community, and the power of reading, the Sunday Times bestseller and Reese Witherspoon Book Club pick from the author of Me Before You. Inspiring and wildly romantic. I believe her best novel yet. The most appealing thing is Moyes' wonderful way with romance, said the Times. The greatest love story is the one you least expect. Alice is tiffled, bored, and misunderstood. So when she meets wealthy and handsome American Bennett Van Cleve, she is quickly swept off her feet. Marrying him and moving to America seems like a great adventure, but life as a newlywed in stuffy Belleville, Kentucky, is not at all what she hoped for. Until, that is, she responds. She responds to a call for volunteers to start a traveling library, surprising herself by saying yes before her husband can say no. I'll keep reading a bit about this amazing book. One of the six I have today for you. Cue the music. by feisty and rebellious Marjorie O'Hare. This unlikely group of women travel far and wide on their mission to bring books and reading to those that need it. Finally, Alice finds the freedom, friendship, and love that she's been looking for all her life. But not everyone approves of what they are doing. Especially her new father-in-law. And when the town turns against them, will their belief in each other and their work be enough? Discover what happens when we stand together in this mesmerizing tale of female friendship, romance, and the wonder of reading inspired by a remarkable true story. Good Housekeeping Books of the Year. So amazing and transportive. I'm the biggest JoJo Moyes fan. It is so beautiful. Written, said by Reese Witherspoon.
We can roll ourselves over, 'cause we're uncomfortable. Oh, where the devil makes us sin.
Extraordinary, the best thing she has written since Me Before You, an entertaining, immersive, and moving read. More intensely moving and crammed with romance and emotion, packed full of romance, tension, and brilliantly drawn characters. A beautiful, special novel. I loved it and didn't want it to end. Moya's best yet. My favorite of 2018. Epic. I laughed and I cried. Could not put it down. The most sweeping, dramatic, richly evocative book. Full of brilliantly feisty women. These are some of the critics that enjoy the book. Me as well. The Giver of Stars, book by JoJo Moyes. More to come next.
I beg of you not to lean back and say, what a brave little old woman to talk about her.
Surprise Me by Sophie Kinsella is the next book I'll talk about in just a while. Tune in for the amazing music in my playlist today. So, Surprise Me by Sophie Kinsella. Number one best-selling author, Sophie Kinsella. Emotionally charged, witty, new standalone novel about love and long-term relationship survival. And now those we think we know best can sometimes surprise us the most. Right down the front. After being together for 10 years, Sylvie and Dan, yeah, this is not related to me at all. There are some things similar to my relationship, but not this. This book is not written about me, just it only has my name on it, but it's just a character of the book named Sylvie. So, carrying on. After being together for 10 years, in the book, Sylvie and Dan have a comfortable home, fulfilling jobs, beautiful twin girls, and communicate so seamlessly they finish each other's sentences. They have a happy marriage and believe they know everything there is to know about each other. Until it's casually mentioned to them that they could be together for another 68 years, and panic sets in. Decide to create little surprises for each other to keep their relationship fresh and fun. But in their pursuit of Project Surprise Me, the name of the book we're reading, anything from unexpected gifts to restaurant dates to photo shoots, mishaps arise with disastrous and comical results.
Just an ordinary.
The Mister, written by the author E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey. We'll talk about that book in just a while. About the book The Mister, not the other one.
It was a perverted thing to say. But I said it anyway. Made a smile and look away. Nothing's gonna hurt you, babe. As you're with me, you'll be just fine. Nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. Nothing's gonna take you from my side.
Packed with passion, this book, a love story full of charm, music, and soulmates. Don't we just love that? Us, the romantic kind. A classic E.L. James combo of the sweet and erotic, with the perfect ending for romantics. I think it's her best by far. The thrilling new romance of E.L. James, author of the phenomenal first best-selling 50 Shades trilogy. Let's talk about the book. Just beautiful, isn't it? This song is so beautiful. So the scene is London 2019 from the book The Mister by E.L. James. Life has been easy for Maxim Trevelyan. With his good looks, aristocratic connections and money, he's never had to work. And he's rarely slept alone. But all that changes when tragedy strikes and Maxim inherits his family Nobel title, wealth and estate, and all the responsibility that entails. It's a role he's not prepared for, and one that he struggles to face. But his biggest challenge is fighting his desire for an unexpected, enigmatic young woman who's recently arrived in England, possessing little more than a dangerous and troublesome past.
Throw my hands to you and run away. It's so cold, so dangerous that I can't stay. I ran away from you into your dream and
reticent, beautiful, and musically gifted. She's an alluring mystery to the main character of this book we're reading now. She's an alluring mystery, and Maxime's longing for her deepens into a passion that is never experienced before and dares not name. Just who is Alessia de Massy? Can Maxime protect her from the malevolence that threatens her? And what will she do when she learns that he's been hiding secrets of his own? The heart of London through wild, rural Cornwall to the bleak, forbidding beauty of the Balkans. The Mister, the book called The Mister, is a roller coaster ride of danger and desire that leaves the reader breathless to the very last page. So this, ladies and gentlemen, that I just read is called The Mister by E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey. The next book is called The Trick to Time. The Trick to Time by Kit DeWall. There's a trick to time. You can make it expand or you can make it contract, make it shorter or make it longer. We will read about this cute book. terrific writer. Not very well known, but we will talk about this book in just a minute or two. I told you, this podcast radio has the best music you'll ever listen. Some moments you want to last forever, some moments shape a life. We're talking about the book The Trick to Time by Kit the Wall. For Mona, it's the joy of playing on a Wexford beach as a young girl next to her family's cottage overlooking the Irish Sea. The thrill of moving to Birmingham with a new job in a room of her own in a busy boarding house, meeting the love of her life, a worldwide marriage, a sudden tragic loss. But now, decades later, Mona is determined to find happiness before it's too late. She knows that every moment is precious. But can we ever let go of the past that shaped us? Sometimes we wonder what might have been. We're talking about the book Never Greener by Ruth Jones. The number one Sunday Times bestseller picked for the Zoe Ball TV Book Club. Ruth Jones is excellent on human nature and why we make the mistakes we do on a daily basis. I fell for every character. I'm put downable. The past has a habit for tracking us down and tripping us up. Your troubles must be seen to see through money like it's paper. With faces I remember, I drink on a daily basis. Though it sorta cools my temper, it never cools my temper. Walking through the suburbs, they're not exactly lovers. You're a couple, especially when your body's double duplicate. And then you... When Kate was 22, she had an intense and passionate affair with a married man, Callum, which ended in heartbreak. Kate thought she'd never get over it. Seventeen years later, life has moved on. Kate, now a successful actress, is living in London, married to Matt, and mother to little Tallulah. Meanwhile, Callum and his wife, Belinda, are happy together, living in Edinburgh and watching their kids grow up. The past, it would seem, is well and truly behind them all. Don't wanna be on top of your list. Monopoly and properly kissed. We overcome in 60 seconds with the strength we have together, but for now, emotional ties, they stay severed. When there's trust to betray, someone with funk will hear beats. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. Karma, coma, Jamaica aroma. But then Kate meets Callum again. The past is knocking on their door. That's right. And they are faced with a choice: to walk away from each other or to risk finding out what might have been between the two of them. They both were happy with their relationships, but they loved each other, Kate and Callum. So will they try again to see what the future has in store for them? Jamaica and Roma, coma, coma. What? Jamaica and Roma, coma, coma. What? Jamaica and Roma, coma, coma. What? Jamaica and Roma. Second chances in life are a rare gift, but that doesn't mean they should always be taken. From the book by Ruth Jones, Never Greener. So the next book by Marion Case, The Break. The Daily Mail said, I laughed, I cried. The critics, The Times, said, just brilliant. So the book is called The Break, as I said earlier. And I'm going to read just a bit of the book, just a few words about the book, and a few lines of the book. Well, we'll listen to good music. This is the last book, and I should say my goodbyes now. I'm Silvia Dos Santos. I kept you company in this afternoon of rain. So let's talk about The Break by Marion Keys. Listening to good music. A city with fancy food, sort of brick, if only. Amy's husband, Hugh, says he isn't leaving her. He still loves her. He's just taking a break from their marriage, their children, and most of all, from their life together. 6 months in Southeast Asia, and nothing she says can stop him. But when does a break become a breakup? For a lot can happen in 6 months, and it's enough to send Amy and her family of gossips, misfits, and troublemakers tittering over the edge. When Hugh returns of his trip, if he returns, will he be the same man she married? Will Amy be the same woman? Because if Hugh is on a break from their marriage, then isn't she also? So, Nina Steve says, this book by Marion Keys is her funniest, wisest, glorious, best book. Full of darkness and light, this is Keys at her classic and most brilliant best. Hope you enjoy the suggestions for 6 amazing books. I just know you will love reading them as much as I am. I'm still reading them. There are 6 books and others. Next podcast will be Portuguese books with Portuguese music. Okay, in Portuguese, if you don't mind my language, my native language. So the next podcast will be in Portuguese about great, amazing Portuguese books, Portuguese authors, and Portuguese music. Bye-bye. See you next time.